Does anybody object to trying Zoom for next meeting?
I like the system we have, so I'm not going to vote for Zoom. I don't have that much admiration.
Is that Marilyn?
Yeah. I'm the one vote against, I guess.
All right. Well, then I guess we have to take a roll call vote. Is that right?
Yeah, that is correct, right. Madam Chair. That is correct.
All right. Adriana?
Ms. Brown?
Affirmative.
Oh, sorry. Yes. Okay, let me go. Jim Dingman?
Yes, I want Zoom.
Ms. O'Sullivan?
Yes, I prefer Zoom. I find this maestro hard to handle.
Okay, just yes or no. Thank you.
Marlene Bogdoni?
No, Adriana, no.
No, thank you. Sandy Wyman?
Sandy, are you still here? Yes, you are.
I don't think he is. He left a while ago.
I don't know. He's here on Maestro. Sandy?
Edberto Ruiz?
Welcome.
Yes.
Yes, thank you. Fred Blair?
I'm abstaining.
Who's that?
Bela De Soto?
Yes.
Jones?
She is not here.
She's not here? Okay. Let's see. Caldier?
He's not here either. He's sick.
Okay. Elizabeth Milos? Oh, Myers, yes. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Yes. Okay. Then let me, I vote yes too. Let me count and I will, at the end, I will open the, I will ask you, Chair. I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 yes.
All right.
1 no and 1 abstention. Madam Chair, do you wish to vote?
I don't think I need to vote.
You should.
I'm asking you. If you wish. No, if you...
I can vote. I would vote yes.
Okay.
Did you vote, Eileen?
I just voted.
May I? Thank you. We have 8 yes, 1 no, and 1 abstention.
Great.
The motion. Thank you.
All right. So the motion passes. For our next meeting, we will... hold it by Zoom one way or another. Thanks, everyone.
Yes, Madam Chair, and I want to add something really, well, we can talk on that later on, but yes, we have in KPFT an issue and we need to make the FBI intervene because we were attacked in 2 of our Zoom meetings.
Oh, okay. You mean like the Zoom bombs that Jim mentioned? Okay.
Yes. Exactly.
All right. Okay. As far as I can tell, we are at the end of our agenda. We would just need to discuss a next meeting date. We generally meet on Mondays. And, traditionally, unless we can't for some reason. I'm hoping we will have some news on the audit. In 2 weeks, it could be 3.
So we should wait. We should wait to hear from confirmation from the auditors or the accountants.
I'm sorry, who was that?
Bella De Soto. Should we wait?
Oh, Bella.
Should we wait, Madam Chair? Should we wait to hear from either the auditors or the accountants as to what day they will be ready to meet with us and you can let us know? Or you can...
Yes, we can do that, unless we
instead
have
of setting
things
a time
to discuss.
We don't
all
know
right.
yet.
Is there anybody who objects to that?
No. Point of information, the next 2 weeks is the 30th of May, and 3 weeks is June 6th.
Okay. 2 weeks is the 30th. 3 is June 6th. That's helpful, because I really do want to encourage the auditors and NETA to not have to have us rushing it, you know, the last week to get it through and just look at it and have enough time. Yeah. And so, you know, they'll do what they can do. They are under a lot of stress themselves, as
Elizabeth has
gleaned.
Elizabeth has a question.
I'm sorry, is somebody speaking?
Elizabeth has a question.
Oh, Elizabeth, go ahead.
I'm wondering if there's, given the fact that he mentioned the June 30th, George, this mentioned June 30th as a deadline, and June 6th, if we were going to have a meeting on June 6th, we're cutting it pretty close. So I'm wondering if there's anything that we are signing, any particular, the chair pro tem or the secretary pro tem, in terms of getting the documentation necessary from the different stations to the auditor before June 6th. So by the time June 6th comes around, we will have the documents in our hands. Is there anything, is that too outlandish to propose this at this time?
Yes, it's a little too fast to have the audit in our hands, yes.
No, not the audit. Any financial documents or anything that we are, because I remember Jim mentioning the fact that he's been trying to get documents from the different GMs. And so I'm wondering if, as part of the audit committee, we can request that that we get this documentation before June 6th so that we can have a very productive meeting on June 6th.
Point of order.
Bella.
Point of order.
Bella to the stack.
Point of order.
Who's raising the point of order, Fred?
Fred, documents are outside the purview of this committee. We don't. We need the audit. Not we don't get the financial documents.
Yeah, we. I was going to say something to the effect of, we don't want to conduct our own audit, since the auditors are auditing the documents.
Right. I understand. I'm not saying that I am on the staff.
Okay, I would like to be on the staff.
Yes, Beth, you will be next. I mean, excuse me.
I'm sorry, it's a secretarial situation. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. Bella is going to be next on the stack. And was there somebody else who wanted to be on the stack?
Madam Chair, I didn't name the pro tem secretary. We say something related to this meeting.
Yes.
Okay. We need to ask for an extension. We approve a 10-minute extension that finished exactly 10 minutes ago. If we need to keep discussing, to ask for another extension, please.
I move to extend 3 minutes. I move to extend 3 minutes. Bella DeSoto.
Okay.
Make it five.
Okay, after that, I need to go to bed. So spend 5 minutes, that's fine. Let's just move forward on this.
Okay, Bella's on the stack.
Yeah, go ahead, Bella, please.
Okay, so real quick, I appreciate the questions that are being asked. We had the same issue in 2019 for the fiscal year audit 2020. And then it came down to me requesting from the accountant the list of questions. Excuse me. The list of the questions that were being asked of our GM, of the GMs, so that we could notch our business manager and the general manager to comply with the request. This is exactly what is being requested here by this other person. I think it was Marilyn. I'm not sure. So what we need is Elizabeth. Thank you, Elizabeth Minos. Elizabeth Minos. So what we need, again, we can request the list of the questions of the schedule. It's called a schedule, an audit schedule. I know because I've worked on audit. I also work for KPFK.
So
that audit schedule gets sent to us, and then we know what the issues are, and then we individually can, you know, for us, I'm not going to be doing that on my station, but you can do that at your station, and you know what the issues, what the questions are, what needs to be submitted. So
Marilyn,
I propose...
Please don't interrupt Bella. Let Bella finish. And I'm on the stack after Bella.
This is Bella.
Just finish, and then I'm on the stack. Go ahead.
But I have finished. I just finished.
Okay, good. Thank you. This is Eileen. I'm on the stack. I'm going to go. Generally, we can share the PBC list, which is, I forget what that stands for, but it is the list that they send out. That's no problem. It's pretty standard from, you know, one place to another. I would not then take that list and, you know, go over it and ask any, take up the time of anybody working at the station to ask them if they have supplied everything. Rather, I think any TA knows what it has received and what it hasn't received. And they then, you know, George and whoever else is working on the audit, per se, gets in touch with the station and pesters them until they get the information they need. And so that's where I would stand on that. I think we would not want to use the list of audit questions at our stations unless we were asked to do so to help get things done. I'm done. Somebody else wanted to be on the staff?
Adriana?
Adriana, go ahead.
Kid Fred.
Marilyn?
Sorry. We need to wrap this meeting up really soon.
But I say we had 2 minutes for this item on the agenda, and we've been on it for 15 minutes.
Okay, so that's fine, but I would like to end this meeting in no more than 10 minutes at 11 o'clock. So this is going much later than I had expected. So I'm sorry. What was the stack again? Adriana first.
Yes, thank you. Madam Chair, I believe that we should cut that list, absolutely. We are chasing the card. I mean, we are the auditor, George told us that probably by the end of June. And like was said by other people before, we will meet in June 6th, and at least we need to know what are the documents and who, what are not being submitted that was needed for the audit. What I don't want is we come into June 6th, and they said, oh, well, now we need to start asking for new things. Obviously, we are not doing our job when we are a month and a half from what the audit, the deadline for the audit, and it's our first meeting. Then we need to expedite something. To expedite something, we need some information and be absolutely sure, like happened before, that the stations are submitting the information that the auditors, that the CFO and the auditors need. We need to be sure that that happened. And if not happening by June 6th, we will have time to contact the PMB and say, this is the problem that we are having. The audit committee have this information. These specific documents are not ready. It means we will have troubles
over time
to meet the deadline.
Okay, understood, Adriana.
I'd like to present a motion.
I'm sorry, please don't speak unless you've been called on.
Could Fred be recognized? Okay.
Fred, you may be recognized.
Yes, I move that we meet on May 30th, which is in 2 weeks, and find out where what the new status of the audit is. Well,
We cannot meet on May 30th.
Why?
Please don't speak.
Why?
Because, please let Fred. Because, please. Please let Fred finish what he's saying.
Okay. No, I just propose we meet in 2 weeks on May 30th and let the committee decide if that's appropriate.
Okay, thank you. Then who was that? Was that Elizabeth?
I would like to make a motion of what Adriana is saying, because we are the committee, and I think we need to get the ball rolling and at least give the other stations enough time to be able to have all the information submitted that they need to submit, or at least we, and also it allows us to have more time to know what's missing.
Exactly.
I think that we are the committee, so we should actually do that now. In order to have enough time. So my motion is to reiterate what Adriana just said, to make sure that all the different stations and ask all the different stations to submit their documentation to the auditors, and to at least provide a list to the auditing committee of what is missing by June 6th.
Exactly.
I would like to clarify. Are you asking the stations to inform the audit committee of what's missing, or are you asking NETA to inform the audit committee of what's missing?
What I'm doing is, I understand that it might we might have some, would be either the LSPs, the GMs, or whoever it is that is in charge of handing in the necessary documentation to the auditors. And so that we know what is missing.
It goes to NETA first, then the NETA gives it to the auditor.
You haven't been recognized. But okay. Thank you for the clarification.
Can you clarify, Madam Chair?
Yes, Elena. If somebody can make add to the resolution to make it more clear, somebody who has more experience with the functioning, I'd be very happy to entertain friendly amendments to this motion.
And I just amended it. This is Bella DeSoto, that the NETA inform the audit committee as soon as possible which stations are in derelict in providing all the information required for the auditors to get on with the work of the audit. That's how it should be.
Thank you.
Short of us going to our stations and saying, hey, you need to do this, you need to do that. We really, at this stage, I don't see we should be doing that. But NETA has to move fast because they don't catch that stuff quick enough. So they have to be informing us. So for us to schedule a meeting on the 30th of May is premature. And unfortunately, Eileen, that puts you on the hot spot. Because you're the one that has to, as representative pro temp of this committee, you need to be on top of that and informing us so we can meet as soon as possible.
So do I have a second from
Madam Chair? Don't need a second in committee.
Indiana?
Second by Bella. Second by Bella.
You don't need to second in committee.
Yeah, okay. You don't need a second. Yeah.
Adriana, did you request the floor?
Yes, Madam Chair. Yes, Madam Chair. You a few minutes ago, you very clearly stated that those lists are the norm, and you knew what we are talking about. It's exactly what we are asking. A list that is exactly, I mean, we don't need any more special clarification. You already, and this committee did it before other years. I think that this is exactly what we need. The list that NETA or the auditors are asking the station what information they are missing or not.
May I clarify?
Yes.
The auditors have not yet started their work. It's NETA that is gathering the information, and then the auditors will put together their list.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that's what Bella said. I agree.
What we can do is I can write to NETA on behalf of the committee to ask for any what is particularly missing that we might be able to help
assistance.
Encourage the stations to produce.
To expedite the process.
Shall I do that? Does that work for people?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. All right.
And to communicate that to us and to communicate to the audit committee as soon as possible.
I'm sorry, communicate it to the committee as soon as possible. I will contact
as soon as possible. By June 6th, by our next meeting, right?
No, before that. No,
okay, before
as soon
that.
As possible.
Okay, all right.
I'll put that together within, you know, I have to work during the day, but maybe I can snatch a few minutes to put something together and send it off
to
META and see what kind of response we get.
Yes,
okay?
Right. And then we can get
So when are we going to meet next?
As soon as the pro tem chair hears from NATA.
We're supposed to make the decision on meeting in this committee, not by email.
Can we offer May 30th? Can we put May 30th like the May 30th? Like the first option, and then June 6th. We can schedule the two of them, and if something happens, we always can cancel, but at least we can have those two already there.
I will post those meetings. Or do you want to do it, Adriana?
Yeah, I can do it. No problem at all.
Okay, so, yeah, post both of those meetings.
Tell me the time.
Both of those
the same time?
Yeah, just post them, and we can always cancel. You can always cancel
same time.
The one we don't
same
need.
Time. Yes. Same time, please.
Sorry?
8:30 p.m.?
Yes.
Same time.
Okay.
Somebody keeps saying the same thing over and over, and I can't make it out.
Same time. Same time as today.
Yes, that's what we'll do. You don't need to tell us that. We always do it at this time.
Adriana was asking you.
Yes, we already answered her. So let us move on. Do we have any other points for tonight? Or can
we
adjourn?
I move to adjourn, Madam Chair. Bella DeSoto.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. I'll take a second for adjourning. It is 11 o'clock precisely. This meeting is adjourned. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you very much. Thank you.